This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. About a week from, right about now, you can take part in a fundraiser for court-appointed special advocates of West Central Illinois, or CASA. And it's a big one that's gotten even bigger this year. We're going to talk about it with Executive Director Sarah Robson, who's in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Gosh, is this really as big as I'm feeling like it's going to be next Thursday?
Well, we certainly hope so.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But as always, for folks who don't know, explain what CASA is and what you do.
We are an agency that works with children who are experiencing foster care. We use community members as trained volunteers to support the children throughout their time in foster care and ensure that they are receiving the services that they need and finding permanency as quickly as possible.
How difficult must that be to try to help these kids in that way?
I mean, it kind of depends on what you're looking for in a volunteer experience. I think for some people, they find it to be challenging.
Well, and I say difficult from the standpoint of it's such an important thing, especially for kids in foster care.
Yeah, I think it's high stakes, definitely. Yeah. We train volunteers to work with kids so that these children's voices can be represented to the court. And so It is heavy, but it also is an invaluable service to have those children be heard and not forgotten.
Has that work changed over time, or has it kind of stayed the same in most respects?
In terms of the types of things that we see, I think we see kind of patterns that you see on a national scale as well. Substance abuse is a big issue that we see currently that affects how children are being raised. We see patterns of domestic violence and physical abuse in homes. And then there's other types of neglect issues that come from substance abuse and domestic violence and things of that nature.
Gosh, that just... seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I mean, really, I don't think that there's anything, you know, what is occurring and how it is occurring is really not that different than it was 10 years ago when I started this work. So
how many foster kids are you helping right now?
We are serving about 243 children across four counties.
That's a significant number.
It truly is.
And how many volunteers do you have? And I imagine you're always looking for more people that want to go through the process, right?
Yes. So we currently have around 45 or 50 volunteers that are actively serving. We have some that are trained and not currently assigned to volunteers, or to children, rather. But yes, we are always looking for volunteers who are willing and able to provide that advocacy to these children in their time of need. And we are looking for volunteers in all four counties that we serve, which is Knox, Warren, Henderson, and McDonough.
Okay. What's involved in the training?
The training is roughly 30 hours of a national CASA curriculum, like textbook model, and then court observation is included in that. It's very helpful for our volunteers to kind of see what we're talking about on paper in actual practice. And that's essentially it. You have your 30 hours of pre-service training, and then you get started.
How do the kids generally react when they're paired up with an advocate?
You know, just like any relationship, it takes a little time to build.
I imagine so, yeah.
And with kiddos who are experiencing a high volume of new people in their life, the CASA volunteer, the idea is that it brings, that person brings the consistency to the table, that they are the one continually showing up for this kiddo. So our volunteers often remark about the relationship they build with the children that they serve, and that becomes more... of a friend or a mentorship type of relationship over time.
I imagine if these kids are going through what's already perhaps tragic, perhaps more likely at the very least stressful time, I imagine it's important to get some form of consistency in there too, right?
Yeah, you got to have a reliable adult in your life, someone who is always there for you, who is following through on helping your needs be met and just showing up. And sometimes it's, you know, maybe it's not the service that we're recommending or what we're saying in the courtroom, but it's that we're consistently showing up for this child.
Gotcha. Sarah Robinson is executive director of CASA of West Central Illinois. So now on to the big event itself.
This is you've
done this the last couple of years to a lot of success, but you're making this particular thing a smidge bigger this year.
Yeah, we are changing it up a bit. This is year five for this event, as Eric Hansen likes to remind me that I was wrong of the year count. I don't know why.
I really wish Eric would leave you alone in that regard. You have enough to do.
Gosh, come on, I got bigger things to worry about.
It's a lip sync battle, for heaven's sake. Does it really matter how many years you've done it, long as it
does
works?
Not
exactly.
But this is year five, and so we switched it up a bit, and we're going with an 80s theme.
Wow.
And bringing in the 80s tribute band Past Curfew.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're really excited to be working with them.
I was going to say, that might almost be bigger than all these wannabe lip syncers that are trying to dress up like the 80s this year.
I mean, we're really excited. People got some really awesome songs picked out, and I've seen just a couple glimpses of costumes of both the performers and our lovely MCs.
Yeah, one of which is will be sitting across the hall from me and Cameron. Next Thursday night. I think that means he's going to leave me here to fend for myself while he's gone doing this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. Did you manage to check in with his immediate cohort on that, by the way? I'm kidding.
You know, I did not.
But I think he's looking forward to it. Him and Nicole Olin from FM 95 are taking part in that. And I think that Cole's almost freaking out to the point of... to a point on this because of all the 80s related stuff she's planning in her head.
There's a lot of Aquanet that is going into this production.
It smells great. I just have to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be totally rad.
I think that may be the first time that's ever been said on WGIL. I'm kidding. That's not true at all. But it's nice to have a theme and a band that with Past Curfew that's really kind of taken off and become awfully popular in the last
years. They definitely are. I'm really excited about it. I'm especially excited to see their get up.
Yeah.
They costume up for their performances as well. So it should be a really good time.
So how many lip syncers do you have competing this year?
We have five
Is there room
teams.
For any more?
I would take more.
Okay.
Give me a call. I will put you on the roster, the lineup. We have five teams participating. We have Team YMCA. Team Knox and Warren Henderson Farm Bureau Young Leaders.
Oh my
That's a mouthful.
Gosh.
They are super, super jazzed, so I'm so excited to have them
That's
on board.
That's great.
Jacqueline Smith with the Salvation Army. Captain Rod Riggs and his wife and crew are returning.
He always, as the kids say in a non-80s term, he always brings it.
Yes, he does. So that'll be really fun. And then we have a team of local attorneys who are being referred to as Team Straight Out of Court.
Oh,
I tried to talk them into Team Juris Doctor because I thought that was really witty, but apparently they did not agree.
Hey, you sold me on it. That's really all that
So matters. We're excited to have them too. So, yeah.
So you just want people to come out and help raise some money for your organization?
Yeah, we do. We have a wine and spirits poll. We have a basket raffle, 50-50, you know, all that normal fundraiser stuff. And starting today, you can vote for your favorite team online at our website, casaofknoxco.com.
Okay.
I will also have those on our Facebook page later this evening as well.
All right.
And that's just you'll be able to click on the tab for your favorite team. And enter a donation amount and vote for your
proceeds. And proceeds kind of basically help fund the operation and help fund all that advocacy you're doing.
Right. Help train volunteers. We are in the process of exploring a new model of training that will cost us like $75 per person to train. So that's a huge cost that you know, taking on. But also when you're working over a spread of counties, it's the only kind of model that's really going to work long term for us. So
okay, so the lip sync battle and performance by Past Curfew is a week from tonight.
That's right.
Talk about the time and the where and
the doors
cost
open.
And that sort of thing.
Okay. Doors open at 5:30. We're at the Knights of Columbus. It is $20 a ticket.
Okay.
Doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 6. There okay. we go.
Very good. Close enough.
I was just going just come at 5:30. Everyone, I want to see you there.
Yeah, there you go. Get the best seat right away. And again, if more folks want to participate in the lip sync battle itself, they can contact you, I'm imagining.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to get like one phone call. Someone call me and let's get you in the lineup. It'll be fun.
Well, I would say it would be me, but somebody has to press the buttons here next Thursday night. So, but I know it's a good time. I know you're going to have a lot of fun as always. And the important thing is that we continue to help fund the great work you're doing over at CASA.
Yes, thank you.
All right. How can, if folks want more information about this or to help CASA in other ways, how can they do that?
Well, more information about this event and other things that we are doing can be found on our Facebook page, CASA of West Central Illinois. You're welcome to call us at the office to get information about volunteering. Everything can be found on our website. National CASA website is another great resource to see what's going on across the country with this organization and what we're doing locally.
And your office phone number is?
343-4299.
343-4299. All right. Sarah Robinson, Executive Director of CASA of West Central Illinois. Thanks so much for your time as always. Thanks for the work you're doing for the community and best of luck next Thursday.
Thank you so much.
All right. Stay tuned. Sports and Kim Komando coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on this Thursday night at WGIL.